From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Egyptian security officials say 305 people were killed Friday by suspected Islamic militants. Happened in an attack on a mosque in northern Sinai. Islamic State militant group has been carrying out similar attacks in the region, but no group so far has claimed responsibility. We get more now from Reuters' Pascal Davies.
Officials say the attackers were carrying an Islamic State flag. The militant group has a surviving branch in the region after it suffered defeats in Iraq and Syria. Egypt's battle against insurgents in Sinai has worsened since the 2013 revolution. Militants have killed hundreds of police and soldiers in the region. On Friday, President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi said he will respond with, quote, brute force to combat the terrorists. Overnight, Egypt's military said it had carried out airstrikes and raids.
Reuters' Pascal Davies reporting. United States warning Pakistan there will be repercussions in bilateral relations unless Islamabad immediately rearrests and prosecutes an Islamist leader accused of masterminding the 2008 attacks on the Indian city Mumbai. Warnings come after Pakistani authorities acted on a court order and freed Hafiz Saeed, a U.S.-designated global terrorist, from months of house arrest for lack of evidence. Some international flights to and from Bali, Indonesia, canceled after a volcano spewed lots of smoke and ash hundreds of meters into the air. Second time in less than a week the volcano had become active. About 25,000 people were evacuated from the slopes of the volcanoes, and they went to local shelters. This is VOA News.